Good morning, everyone. Today is Yud Tes Adar, the 19th of Adar, Tav Shin Pei Aleph. We are continuing our daily learning, personal growth, and character development. Very thankful to our Hashkafa Gems generous sponsors this morning, Lloyd and Nancy Karp, in commemoration of her beloved mother, Tzipora Bas HaChacham Shlomo. Her neshama should have an aliyah. It should be a merit for the entire family. We're continuing in the Orchos Tzadikim, the Gate of Happiness, discussing the different type of laughter and simcha, schok, and joy that a person feels, and obviously hoping that the joy, the happiness, the laughter, the simcha, is not a simcha of halelos, but a simcha of mitzvah, a joy that is associated with bringing a person closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, drawing a connection that is a solid and enduring one. Where we pick up today, we understand Yesh Od Simcha Uschok Ra Ma'od, as we began discussing and learning yesterday, that there are different types of joys, different types of laughter, which are ra ma'od, which are very, very evil. And the example of that is a person who finds that they laugh at somebody who is careful, that person who is zohir b'avodas Hashem Yisbarach, mekayim mitzvaysav. They laugh, they mock, they scorn, they ridicule, diminish such a person who is very conscientious, careful, and scrupulous in avodas Hashem, in the divine service, in the fulfillment of mitzvos. Now there are a number of different categories of the ra, of the evil, that fall as definition of what this means. The first is that a person who laughs, what he does is he darkens, he's machshich nafsho ma'or ha-mitzvos. What he means, the author, is that he darkens his own soul. This person who mocks, who scorns, rebukes, thinks little of, laughs at that person. So what he does, he darkens his machshich, he brings darkness and an aura of heaviness over his own neshama, over his own soul, to the light of the mitzvos. And what that means is that when he despises and when he laughs at those who are oisek in the mitzvos and are mekayim the mitzvos, the mitzvos are deemed and as diminished, as lessened in his own eyes. What it means is ga'anu ha-mitzvos be'enov, that the mitzvos are demeaned, the mitzvos are lessened. And what will happen if the mitzvos are considered not important or less important or inconsequential and non-essential, so then a person's going to not fulfill the mitzvahs themselves. You're going to, by definition, by scorning the mitzvahs that another person does, you're not just scorning that person, but you're scorning what that person does, which is the mitzvahs. And those mitzvahs are seen as diminished and diminutive in your eyes. And so therefore, you're not going to do the mitzvahs. And therefore, your neshama, your soul, which is nourished and nurtured by the kiyum ha-mitzvahs, by the fulfillment of the mitzvahs, so you're not going to do that very thing that the soul needs for its own sustenance, for its own survival. Imagine, Rachmana Litzlan, lo aleinu, a person does not feed a person. A person has a physical need to eat food, to drink a drink, or to drink water thirstily. A person needs to have nourishment to survive. That person, likewise, who does not feed or nourish their neshama, nourish their soul, so that person's soul dies. That soul is able to, unfortunately, not find nourishment from other places. So that soul will become darkened, they'll become choshech, because it will lack their light, it will lack the light of its sustenance, which is the light of the mitzvos. And so therefore the first thing, which we'll discuss the other three in subsequent days of learning, but for these sound bites, certainly for today, we pick one. And the first is that when you mock, and when you ridicule, when you bring somebody to the pedestal of lowedness, that person is lowered in the eyes of you, and obviously in the eyes of others, when you ridicule them in the company of scorners. So then you yourself are lessened, you yourself are lowered, you yourself have the disdain for the mitzvos, which then darkens your own neshama, and then deprives yourself and your soul, your essence, your being, from the nutrients and the sustenance and longevity and the vitality that it needs to survive. All right, we'll stop here, pick up from this topic tomorrow. Wish everybody a wonderful, healthy, happy, and holy day.